Today is Tuesday, April 13th. Police now say the officer who killed a black man during a traffic stop in Minnesota made a mistake and accidentally grabbed her gun. What's heard in the body cam footage and how demonstrators are now reacting. Also, the CDC director called out the state of Michigan with a specific message. We'll explain. Plus, the NCAA just gave its take on a controversial topic in sports. Microsoft goes all in on healthcare technology. And are you ready for your next pizza delivery driver to be a robot? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, unfortunately, we start today with news of a shooting inside a high school. Police say the teenage boy who had the gun has died and a police officer was hurt. Someone called police to the school in Knoxville, Tennessee, saying there was an armed student holed up in a bathroom. The student was still in there when officers arrived, so they ordered him to get out. But instead, officers say the boy started shooting at them. They fired back and killed him. An officer who was shot had to have surgery but is expected to recover. No one else was hurt, and at this point, investigators have not said why they think the boy brought a gun to school or fired at officers. The school will be closed for the next 2 days, but counselors will be there today in case students need to talk. Police now say the officer who shot and killed Dante Wright meant to grab her taser, but grabbed her gun instead. The police chief says he believes it was an accidental shooting. Police also released the body camera footage from the traffic stop on Sunday. You can hear a woman shout, "Taser," just before Wright is shot, followed by the same voice saying, "Holy expletive, I just shot him." Remember, police first pulled Wright over for a traffic violation in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, just north of Minneapolis. Officers say they then realized he had a warrant out for his arrest, but they say he resisted, and that's when the officer reached for her taser. The explanation was not enough for many protesters, though, who gathered for the second night in a row to demand justice. The whole area was under a curfew last night, but hundreds of people were out late anyway. First, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reports activists turned out for a peaceful vigil with at least 300 people, including Wright's family and several pastors. That wrapped up right around the time the curfew started. Hundreds of people stayed and even more joined. About 90 minutes later, officers in riot gear started firing tear gas and stun guns into the crowd, trying to get people to clear out. Some people also threw items at police, including bottles, fireworks, and bricks. There were also reports of break-ins and looting for the second night in a row. Law enforcement agencies have stepped up their forces all around the Minneapolis area, and about 1,000 National Guard troops are now there to help. Professional baseball, basketball, and hockey games in Minnesota were postponed. The officer who shot Wright is now on paid leave during an independent investigation, which is typical protocol. But Brooklyn City Mayor has called for her to be fired. He said, quote, "We cannot afford to make mistakes that lead to the loss of life of other people." President Biden also watched the body cam footage. From the Oval Office, he said, quote, "The anger, pain, and trauma amidst the black community is real." He also said that does not justify violence and looting, and he asked Americans to be peaceful. Also, in that Minneapolis area, the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin continues, but maybe not for much longer. The prosecutors, who have been trying to prove Chauvin murdered George Floyd, have now called their final witnesses. So starting today, the trial will be led by the defense team. Chauvin's lawyers say they'll present evidence that shows Floyd died of a drug overdose and a heart condition, and not from Chauvin kneeling on his neck. Then the jury will have to weigh that against the last 11 days of testimony from the prosecution's witnesses. In the last day, a cardiologist told jurors Floyd died from a lack of oxygen, and he ruled out other factors. And Floyd's younger brother also testified about his older brother's love of basketball, family, and especially his mother. Remember, Chauvin is charged with second and third degree murder as well as second degree manslaughter. He pled not guilty to all three. The judge says he expects the whole trial to wrap up next week. Today, members of Congress and other invited guests will pay their respects to a fallen Capitol Police officer. Officer Billy Evans will lie in honor at the same building he died protecting. He was killed earlier this month when a car rammed into him and another officer who were guarding the entrance to the Capitol. Lying in honor is a rare Capitol tribute offered to private citizens. In fact, Evans will be only the sixth American to ever get the honor. But it's the second time this year a Capitol police officer will be recognized in this way. The first was an officer who died after the January 6th riot. There's now a show of force across Latin America meant to discourage migrants from coming to the U.S. illegally. The U.S. says it reached a deal with the governments of Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala. And now those countries are all adding thousands of police officers and military troops to the routes migrants usually take as they head to the U.S. The hope is the deal will stop migrants before they even reach the U.S.-Mexico border, where the U.S. Border Patrol says it's already overwhelmed. Last month alone, Border Patrol officers stopped nearly 170,000 migrants, and more migrant caravans are thought to be coming this way. To be continued. The head of the CDC has a message for Michigan. She said it's time for the state to, quote, shut things down. Remember, Michigan is dealing with the worst COVID-19 outbreak in the U.S. right now, and the governor has asked the federal government to send more vaccines. But the CDC director now says vaccines are not the answer, since they will take too long to make a difference. Instead, the CDC says people need to stay home as much as possible, and the state needs to ramp up testing and contact tracing. You might remember, though, Michigan's governor got a lot of pushback when most businesses were closed in the spring. So this time around, she is asking people to voluntarily limit their activities. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor today, BetterHelp. I know a lot of people have been dealing with a lot of added stress over the last year, at least. But here's the thing. None of us have to go through this time or just life in general alone. We all deserve to be as happy as possible, to achieve our goals and to be our best selves. And I know one great way to do that is through therapy. I think of it as going to the gym, but for mental health. And BetterHelp makes it easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's convenient and confidential. You can start communicating in under 24 hours in a safe and private online environment. This is not self-help and it's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling where you can send your counselor a message anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And as a listener of The Newsworthy, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. President Biden's inner circle could make history again. He decided to nominate Christine Warmoth to be the nation's first female Army secretary. That's the top civilian job heading the country's largest military branch. Warmoth now leads the International Security and Defense Policy Center of RAND, which is a research organization. Before that, she served as Undersecretary of Defense during the Obama administration. By the way, that was just one of a few nominations President Biden announced yesterday, but the Senate still needs to confirm all of the new nominees before they can actually take their jobs. The NCAA is now taking a side in one of the most contentious issues in sports this year. The association that regulates all college athletics in the U.S. now says it firmly and unequivocally supports the right for transgender athletes to compete in college sports. But nothing is changing about its policies. The NCAA says transgender women need to have testosterone suppression treatment for a year before competing in women's sports. And transgender men who are taking testosterone can compete in men's sports. The association says that policy is based on science as a way to guarantee a fair playing field. So why issue this statement now? Well, lawmakers in dozens of states are considering bills to ban transgender students from competing in school sports. Some have already passed these kinds of bills into law. And now the NCAA says it will only hold its championships in areas that are, quote, free of discrimination. So it is possible states that pass bans could miss out on future competitions like basketball's March Madness or football's bowl games. To be continued. Microsoft just made a big bet on healthcare technology. It acquired Nuance Communications. That's a software company that sells tools for recognizing and transcribing speech. It's used for visits to the doctor's office, customer service calls, voicemails, and more. But Microsoft says it's now focusing mostly on healthcare, saying this tech will help healthcare professionals make better decisions and make more meaningful connections. The deal is worth more than $19 billion, including debt. It's reportedly Microsoft's biggest acquisition since it bought LinkedIn back in 2016. So how do you feel about a robot delivering your next pizza order? Some customers in Houston, Texas are about to find out. We actually told you back in 2019 when Domino's teamed up with the robotics company Nuro to test a driverless delivery service. And now the program is finally rolling out. It uses Nuro's fully self-driving vehicle called R2. Forbes reports the electric vehicle is about half the size of a traditional car and does not have a steering wheel or brakes. In fact, R2 made history as the first self-driving vehicle to receive regulatory approval from the Transportation Department to operate on public roads. Now, Domino's says people who order online can choose to have the robot deliver their food, and then each order will have a unique PIN number attached to it that will allow customers to open R2's doors and grab their own pizzas. Already, The Verge reports Nuro vehicles are used for some grocery and pharmacy deliveries in Houston as well. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Fitbod. Fitbod is a smart fitness app that learns about your abilities more and more with each workout and plans exercises designed to maximize your results. No more wondering what workout you should do today or how to switch it up. I like that Fitbod always cycles new exercises into the mix to keep workouts fun and fresh, and you can use it anywhere, whether at home, at the gym, or on the road. I've created two setups that I can easily switch between, one using just body weight and one using my at-home equipment. But if you prefer going to the gym, it can incorporate all of that equipment as well. Fitbod workouts are balanced to give you results while also avoiding overworking the same muscles, and it's super easy to use with HD video tutorials if you need them. It's like having personalized training in your pocket and for a lot less money than an actual personal trainer. So pick up the pace on your fitness journey with Fitbod today, and your future self will thank you. And right now, you can get 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's 25% off at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, besides the U.S., which country is home to the most McDonald's restaurants? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us over on Instagram to play along. Our handle there is @newsworthypod. As for last week's trivia question, how many rides are at Disney World? The answer is 49. The rides are spread out across the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. One of the rides that's been around since Disney World first opened in October of 1971 is Prince Charming's Regal Carousel in Fantasyland. The carousel is actually much older than the park itself, having been built in 1917. By the way, the answer will not be 49 rides for long, since Disney World is adding even more rides to the park. Roller coasters based on movies like Tron and Guardians of the Galaxy are under construction and are expected to open within the next year. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.